When you're driving your car, be happy and gay. Keep your radio to 650 way.
Go riding with music.
Riding with music. Riding with music. Every day.
WSM.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dave Overton speaking, inviting you to Push Button 1, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5:30, for top pop recorded music of the day, time and weather checks, Bill Williams from the WSM newsroom, and an occasional hint on traffic safety. The top tune of the day, according to one survey, says Twiddle-dee-dee. Twiddly-dum by Dorothy Collins, the first number on Push Button 1 today, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5:30. It's 36 degrees outside here in Nashville, Tennessee now, and we're here to advise you and to try to impress upon you the necessity of driving carefully, especially in this hour between 4:30 and 5:30 when most folks make their way home from a hard day at the office or wherever your job takes you during the day. Henry Rene's orchestra and chorus, a Victor record of Paris Loves Lovers.
Paris loves lovers for lovers. It's heaven above. Paris tells lovers love is supreme. Wake up your dream and make love. Only in Paris one discovers the urge to merge with the scourge of the spring. Paris
Records for this so-called show.
Now, wait just a minute. I thought that was a fine number. A lot of people do. As a matter of fact, Paris Loves Lovers with Henry Rene's orchestra is played by disc jockeys all over the country, considered some of the better class music. I had a long letter with a gentleman, or rather from a gentleman, and have returned, have answered his letter about the music played on this program, and he is in agreement with you, by the way. He wants us to go back to Eddie Duchin, and an occasional Glenn Miller might not be a bad idea. 22 minutes until 5 o'clock, 36 degrees outside. This is Push Button One from Studio A of WSM Nashville, Tennessee. We'll take you back to the newsroom right after this number, sung by Joe Stafford. Suddenly.
Suddenly, the night was very still. Suddenly, a touch became a thrill, and suddenly I knew I was part of you, and yet I told my heart, be still, be still. Suddenly your lips were kissing mine. Suddenly my world became divine. For when I looked around, then I knew eternity with you. So suddenly,
Sonny, what can we do to get this turkey airborne?
Well, I tell you what, old-timer. You might consider this a boost in the right direction. We'll just switch back to the WSM newsroom, as we do three or four times during the hour, so that the folks driving home or the people who've been hard at work, wherever they may have been today, can catch up on what's happening in the news capitals of the world. We do it like this. Hello, Bill Williams.
Hello, Dave Overton. Quite a few things happening, and particularly in connection with the Far Eastern situation. The Formosa crisis has deepened considerably because today, Red China rejected an invitation to take part in the ceasefire talks before the United Nations Security Council. Joe and Lai, in a broadcast on Beiping Radio, which incidentally was made about the same time that information was given out in London, said that he would not send a spokesman to these talks unless nationalist China is ousted from the Security Council. Of course, that is out of the question. That's been acted upon many times. In any case, he said he won't send, or that he would send a representative only to discuss the Soviet charges that the United States is guilty of aggression, not the New Zealand debate. The general attitude is one of disappointment, particularly on the part of Winston Churchill, and the Western observers say that there is no loophole for a compromise. In connection with that, adding to this crisis is the fact that a deadlock has arisen between the United States and the Nationalists on the status of the offshore islands of Kimoi and Matsu. That is on the basis of reports from Taipei Formosa, which say that we reached a stalemate. The President will not make a definite commitment, and Chiang Kai-shek won't take another step until a commitment is made. Russia today announced its 1955 military budget. It's very interesting, too, because for the first time in years, it shows an increase in the defense spending. The military budget is 12% higher than last year's, an increase of 12 billion rubles, and the exchange rate on rubles and dollars is 4-1, so it's about $3 billion. But that's only part of the story, because Russia has a habit of hiding its military budget, much of it, in other appropriations, and the figures are probably will be about 50% of the total. Nonetheless, they do admit an increase because of the international situation. Czechoslovakia today ended a state of war with Germany following the lead set by Russia and Poland last week. Now, it's told for the first time in Washington today by Senator Richard Russell of Georgia, who is the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, that this Senate group has for years kept in close contact and close check on the operations and activities of the Central Intelligence Agency. Heretofore, it's been believed that the CIA was pretty much on its own without any outside check. But Russell says they've been watching it closely, and a three-man subcommittee has been named to continue this work. And a Chicago deep-sea diver says he's discovered the ruins of a submerged city in Lake Titicaca, which is the world's highest large lake. It's located in Bolivia, not far from the capital city of La Paz. And these cold waters, despite the fact that they're only 15 degrees above the equator, the lake stands 12,000 feet above sea level, so the waters are extremely cold. But he got down there and got some pictures, and archaeologists say he may have found the very cradle of the Inca civilization. Stock market today, this is a safe statement if I ever heard one. It's the one the wire services used. It said the stock market closed with broad mixtures of gains and losses.
That's a good statement.
Yeah, I should say.
It reminds me of when I quit my last radio job in Birmingham. The man gave me a letter of recognition. No, not of recognition, but a letter
recommendation.
Of what?
Recommendation.
Recommendation, yeah. And he says, I cannot recommend this man too highly.
Yeah.
You can take that about nine different ways, you know.
Mm-hmm. That takes me back to an old William Jennings Bryan speech, but that's a little long, so I'll skip over it for now. Anyway, industrials finished off $1.26. Rails are up 5 cents, and utilities up 20 cents. Sales total 2,890,000 shares. The temperature, 36 degrees. The humidity, 57%. The wind out of the northeast. A little change in direction. Northeast at 10 miles an hour. And today's high was 37, and tonight's low about 22 again. Now back to you, Dave.
Some days you sound pretty good, and then there are days like today.
What do you say to that, Bill?
No comment. That's a new one on me.
We'll move Bill Williams out of the newsroom right now, or we'll move away from the newsroom, which is located about 50 yards down the corridor here, and move in Perry Como. Perry Como with Kokomo.
To me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear.
Don't you know I love you so?
Told me, heard what you said. Heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't you worry, my pretty, don't lose my head. Dimples on her elbows, dimples on her knees. She thrills and thrills me just a little squeeze. Don't you know, Kokomo, that I love you so? Talk, talk, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Oh, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't you have no fear.
Don't you know?
I've been here since 4:30, and I ain't had the chance to say hello to all my friends out there in radio land.
Well, you've had a chance now, and I hope you're satisfied. That was Kokomo. By the way, sit down over there, friend. We might give you another chance before 5:30 rolls around.
Well, I just stopped in to buy some radio time, son. Can't find nobody to wait on me.
Well, it's after office hours, you know, and 11 minutes before 5 o'clock, and it's just possible that the folks have closed up the offices for today. But you drop back around in the morning. Parts of this program are still for sale. Of course, we're pretty crowded here. We have one commercial announcement at 5:15. But don't give up. Don't give up. Keep trying. 11 minutes until 5.
Speak up, son. Speak up. You're mumbling again.
I ain't mumbling. I'm speaking just as clearly as I can, and I'm apt to get fired about this whole thing. So let's not carry it on any further. Let's get back to music. I was going to say that the Nashville Record is now streamlined. Middle Tennessee's fastest-growing newspaper is now published in easy-to-handle, easy-to-read size. An entire year of good reading available to you and your subscription to the Nashville Record, only $3. Subscribe now or renew your subscription. Send only $3 with your name and address to the Nashville Record, Nashville, Tennessee. 36 degrees. WSM's Push Button 1, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5:30. Melody of Love, Billy Vaughn in the orchestra. There You Are, the hit record to Melody of Love. Billy Vaughn in the orchestra. Billy Vaughn is the musical director for Dot Records of Gallatin, Tennessee, also a member of the Hilltoppers Quartet, well known in pop music circles around the country. As they should be, they produced many a good hit. 7 minutes until 5 o'clock. 36 degrees outside, and Mother should have seen me at high noon today. I was surrounded by 12 of the most beautiful girls you have ever seen.
And you can't hardly get them no more.
They're pretty scarce, I'll tell you that. These 12 girls represented 12 different high schools in Nashville and surrounding territory. And they are 12 of 16 young ladies to vie for Miss Nashville High Saturday night at the Lytton High School Gymnasium, 8 p.m. There will be a floor show while the judging of the contest goes on, featuring Buddy Hall, also a disc jockey on WSM and a very fine vocalist. By the way, did you hear that Buddy's going to take a screen test for Universal International? That will happen in about 10 days. Then Tommy Knowles Orchestra will play for the dance. The whole thing, the whole shebang, 16 lovely girls, a floor show, and the dance, 50 cents. Proceeds to the Lytton Blast, co-sponsored by Lytton and the Nashville Banner. I'll be on hand Saturday night as the master of ceremonies, and what a pleasant task that will be. 6 minutes until 5. We'll be together again Saturday night, Rosemary Clooney, with Paul Weston's orchestra.
No tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Someday, someday, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again.
That's one of my favorite numbers.
One of my favorite, too. Rosemary Clooney with Paul Weston and his orchestra. Buddy Hall, who, by the way, is heard at night these days, he comes on the radio on WSM at 10:30 to 10:55 with Buddy's Hall of Hits. Buddy Hall and I were discussing that number today. We both agreed that that is one of the prettiest we have in the pop record file as of now, so we included it on this Thursday afternoon show. 2 minutes and 30 seconds until 5 in the afternoon. We also discussed Hal Kemp and his orchestra, and since Hal's demise, this particular number has become a standard. It's entitled Got a Date with an Angel.
Climbing up the ladder of love to find the one who waits for me.
Got a date with an angel, got to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, now I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me. So I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. Now I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, now I'm on my way to heaven.
What was the title of that number?
Social Security law recently.
The title of that number, let's fade that gentleman out of there. The title of that number was, let me see. As a matter of fact, I got it crossed out. You Got a Date with an Angel, Hal Kemp and his orchestra. And it's taken its place among the standards of Stardust and all the rest of the famous old tunes. We had a gentleman who was trying to get in a word edgeways back there, but on this show it's pretty difficult sometimes. Why don't you start over, sir? We'll clear the air for you.
A provision in the new Social Security law, recently enacted by Congress, will help preserve the old age and survivors' insurance rights of those totally disabled for work for prolonged periods. It does this by freezing their Social Security records as of the date they became disabled. It does not, however, provide any payments before retirement age or death. If in January 1955... you have been totally disabled for work for 6 months or more, you may apply for this freezing of your Social Security record. You must, however, have worked for the required length of time under Social Security and have a disability which is expected to continue indefinitely. Although no application can be accepted before January 1955, it may at that time cover a disability which began several years before.
Thank you very much. 2 minutes past 5, 36 degrees outside. This is Push Button 1, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5:30, WSM Nashville, Tennessee. With music recorded and time and weather checks and occasional hints on traffic safety. Please drive carefully in the hour between 5 and 6. That's when most accidents occur in cities all across the country. Well, I think it's just about time for us to make our usual visit back to the newsroom.
How's about letting me switch back to the newsroom?
Let her come.
Okay, there she is.
Okay, Dave. Just read a story a couple minutes ago about a fellow who wants to change that last spot announcement you had.
Wait, what'd you say, Bill?
I said I
You mean we wasted that time on the air? We had so much trouble getting that guy on, and then he talked for naught?
Well, possibly, if Congressman Roberts from Alabama has his way, because he introduced a bill in Congress today to lower the retirement age for Social Security benefits from 65 to 60, and then he introduced another one to make Social Security benefits payable immediately to disabled persons below retirement age. His theory behind this is that by getting more people to retire early, he'll relieve unemployment by making more jobs available for younger people.
If he could get that age down to about 35, I might make it. At this pace, I don't think I'm going to make that 60.
But it just occurred to me that they'd have to change all those spot announcements, and maybe that'll beat the measure.
That can get pretty costly, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I should say. The House Democrats today indicate, too, that they may put President Eisenhower on the spot again, which is not surprising, but they plan to introduce a bill to admit both Hawaii and Alaska to statehood. Chances are the president will veto this. He does, of course, favor the admission of Hawaii, opposes the admission of Alaska.
Bill, what is all that noise back there? It sounds like Santa Claus is coming.
Oh, the
town.
Bells? That's what's called the wire running open. That, whenever there's some trouble on the wire, maybe a cable severed or a wrong switch thrown or a short circuit or something, it stopped now.
Honey, you always have loose shows, but this is ridiculous.
I know that voice now. Anyway, when these various difficulties occur, the bell automatically starts ringing on the wire to notify the technicians along the line, and they get busy on it right away, as they did in this case, and have it cleared up already in just a matter of minutes. It's a warning measure. Up in had a lot of cold weather up in the Northeast today, real cold. It was 42 below zero in upper New York State, for example, and Maine is in its 10th consecutive day of below zero weather. But I saw a few minutes ago down in Ascension, Paraguay, it's 105 above zero, and they have some oddballs down there like we have here. Of course, there was a guy out trying to fry eggs on the sidewalks. It never fails to happen. I don't know why. We don't have...
Let's not criticize those people. I got a picture of me doing that when I was a youngster.
Well, like I said, we have some intelligent people in Paraguay like we have here.
Yeah, that's right, what you said.
And nothing new, really, on the Serge Rubenstein story, but I did want to say, I was talking to Margaret Ackerman earlier this afternoon, and she told me that Sunday night, maybe you've already plugged this, Sunday night from 7 to 8, NBC Radio, of course, and we'll carry it, will have a full-hour story called The Serge Rubenstein Mystery, I believe that's the name of it. All the details, the background of the man's life leading up to the murder, all the various deals that he pulled in his life, some of the people in his past and whatnot. It ought to be extremely interesting. And I was also talking with Howard Anderson a few minutes ago, and Andy says that on his 10:15 show tonight, your Capitol reporter, he will have some rather interesting information for the people of the state who look toward their pocketbook, and that would include just about everybody in the state. A story that comes from the Capitol but cannot be released until 10:15 tonight, so I would strongly urge that everyone listen to that. The temperature outside, Dave, I better give the stock market first. They had a little bit of everything today. As we said earlier, they had a broad mixture of gains and losses. Industrials are off $1.26, rails up 5 cents, utilities up 20 cents, and sales totaled 2,890,000 shares. The temperature, still 36, hadn't changed a bit. Humidity, 57%. The wind out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. Today's high was 36, and tonight's low will be about 22. And now back to you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll see you again in a little while. 7 minutes past five. And this is Push Button 1, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. By the way, you can round up a bunch of the neighbors and head for the Vanderbilt Theater on Garland Avenue tomorrow at 12:30. Why? Well, to see the filming of the Grand Ole Opry, of course. Yes, you'll see real Hollywood directors, producers, and cameramen at work. It's absolutely free, so plan to attend. That's the Vanderbilt Theater on Garland Avenue, beginning at 12:30 tomorrow. The Ames Brothers with one of the top tunes of the day, The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane.
The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane. has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing a suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Boom, ba boom, 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 ba boom, boom, boom. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Sweet and pure. She just needs someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delectable. Quite respectable. And she's only 9 days old.
There you are. The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane, the Ames Brothers. It's 36 degrees, drive carefully, WSM Nashville, Tennessee, push button one, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5:30. By the way, let's exercise our full portion of common sense when we're driving on the streets these days, especially during the hours between 5:30 and, rather, 4:30.
5 to 6 p.m. is the most dangerous hour of the day traffic accidents.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. The traffic safety people say the hour between 5 and 6 o'clock is when most accidents occur. Most fatalities pile up in the statistical column, deaths from traffic accidents. And, of course, a great many injuries, too. 5:11. Charlie, is this the Charlie type? Is this the Charlie type? This is one for Charlie.
Get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie, keeping all those gals away.
Yes, you need a good hair tonic to look your very best. And in Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic, you get a balanced, blended formula containing just the right amount of nature's magic ingredient, lanolin. Not just ordinary lanolin, but the very heart, the very best part of this amazing oil that so closely resembles the natural oil of human skin. Get Wild Root Cream Oil today. It's your hair's best friend.
You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie, keeping all those gals away.
You can buy it.
Which way did they go?
They went out that way. Head them off at the pass, Tex. 5:12 in the afternoon, and I was just about to say you can buy that product even though your name isn't Charlie. Percy Faith and his orchestra featuring Felicia Sanders, a beautiful thing entitled The Song from Moulin Rouge.
Your lips may be near, but where is your heart? It's always like this. I worry and wonder. You're close to me, but where is your heart? It's a sad thing to realize that you've a heart that never melts. When we kiss, do you close your eyes, pretending that I'm someone else? Must break the spell, this cloud that I'm under. So please, won't you tell, darling, where is your
heart. It's howdy-doody time.
All right. Wait, just a minute. If you want to believe it's howdy-doody time, it's all right, but you're really listening to Push Button 1, WSM Nashville, Tennessee. We don't have puppets or marionettes. We have records and time and weather checks, 15 minutes and 30 seconds after 5, 36 degrees outside. We have news with Bill Williams from the WSM newsroom, and that's about the whole of it in this hour. I can tell you about another hour and 15 minutes, though, that is not concerned with record music. It's concerned with live music. It's called The Waking Crew. And if you'll pardon a little boast here, I think we've got the greatest bunch of people who work on that show in the morning you'll ever find collected together in a Southern radio studio. There is, for example, Owen Bradley in the Waking Crew Orchestra, Buddy Hall and Dottie Dillard and Dolores Watson sing. Papa John Gordy and his Dixielanders are there. Elmer Alley and Jim Sanders are around for comedy. There's the profound Dr. Philolog. Coffee and donuts are absolutely free, a full hour and 15 minutes. And I'm there to introduce each one of these fantastically good people. Boy, that was a fine selection of words. 16 minutes and 30 seconds after 5. We will leave that go as the plug for the Waking Crew, 7:45 in the morning to 9 o'clock. Come up and join us, Studio C, WSM Nashville, Tennessee. The Dijon Sisters. My Baby Don't Love Me No More.
Don't love me no more.
uptown youngin'. It's Smilin' Eddie.
Smilin' Eddie? No, sir. He's on 11 o'clock at night. This would be push button one. You might be talking about Bill Williams, though. He looks a little bit like Smilin' Eddie Hill. And here he is.
I wish there was more coincidence between myself and Smilin' Eddie Hill.
You mean like a bulging pocketbook?
Yes, huh? You're so right. Your youngster coming in with his hobby duty time reminded me a while ago of a fellow who stopped me on the street the other day and said, I really enjoyed that show of yours at Push Channel 1. So I...
What you need on this program is a good joke or two. Hey, did you hear the one about...
wait.
Just, about the traveling...
Wait a minute, friend. Just a minute, please. Just a minute.
What's the matter?
This is not time for jokes. It's time for news, and especially by traveling salesmen. We don't care to hear about it on the radio. Okay, Bill, I got him clear out now.
Okay, well, we have a traveling salesman over in Paris, a fellow named Garamondes France, who's been traveling back and forth in the assembly all day trying to survive, get his government to survive a crisis, but the odds are strictly against him. We've been watching the wires here pretty closely to see if the break has come, but not yet. He has, his government is up for a vote of confidence on the North African policies, and today one of his closest supporters notified them that he was going to vote against Mondes France and would take a block of voters with him. So it looks, on the surface, of course, there's always a possibility for a miracle, but it looks on the surface as though France may have another tumbled government and another crisis and who knows what. We have, of course, a serious setback in the move toward peace in the Far East today when Zhou Enlai, the premier of Red China, rejected by radio and also by official communique an invitation to take part in the ceasefire talks before the United Nations Security Council. And Zhou said that he would come only if nationalist China were thrown out of the Security Council and only if they discussed the Soviet charges that the United States is guilty of aggression. I won't even consider the New Zealand proposal for bringing about a ceasefire in the Straits. Winston Churchill, one of the first to comment, say he's extremely disappointed. The general reaction in this country, I've been reading a lot of it here lately, virtually every senator, congressman, polled, says that it's Russian propaganda. It shows that Red China does not want peace. But the big question, what happens now? No one will attempt to answer. The Russia Today announced its military budget, and it admitted that today, for the first time in a long time, that it'll go up by a pretty sizable amount. It says it'll increase by about $3 billion, what's comparable to that. Actually, it'll be considerably more because they disguise so much of it in other appropriations. Czechoslovakia ended a state of war with Germany today, same thing that Russia and Poland had done last week, obviously an effort to kill the Paris peace pacts. And the another news, fairly new story here, congressional source says that the Democrats have chosen Chicago for their 1956 National Convention, and an interesting thing about that is that for the first time they'll be able to present it by color television. There's that word again. And stock market today, up and down. Industrials off $1.26, rails up 5 cents, utilities up 20 cents, and sales total 2,890,000 shares. Temperature outside is 36 degrees, the humidity 57%. The wind out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. Today's high was 37. Tonight's low will be about 22. And now back to you, Dave Overton.
What's that varmint's name back there in the newsroom?
You want to answer that one, Bill?
Well, I don't know any varmints back here, but I don't know them intimately, at least. That sounds suspiciously like that woodchuck that was...
Yeah, that's right. He gave us trouble the other morning. Thank you very much. That's Bill Williams, sir. He's an Ace News reporter for WSN. What'd you say? Hey, apparently he didn't say anything.
Come on now, sugar bugger, sing the song. Sing the song.
All right, J.P. Morgan with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. 23 minutes and 30 seconds after 5. That's all I want from you.
A little love that's grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky, a kiss and no goodbye. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down. Oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down. I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you.
Out of four accidents occur on dry roads and in clear weather.
That's a very impressionable statement, and I think a lot more impressionable than a lot of safety slogans you might hear. Yes, three out of every four accidents occur on dry roads and in clear weather, pointing up the fact that it is not the machine, it is not the weather, it's the person behind the wheel. Using your common sense and obeying the traffic laws, well, we'll get by with fewer fatalities and fewer accidents in 1955. 27 minutes after 5 o'clock, 36 degrees outside, and this is Push Button 1, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5:30. Record music time and weather checks and news and traffic safety hints and the last record for today. Les Brown and his band of renown, Caravan. This is recorded at the Hollywood Bowl. Push Button 1 tomorrow afternoon, 4:30. We'll have more recorded music for you. Bill Williams from the WSM Newsroom, occasional hints on traffic safety and time and weather checks. Drive carefully. Stay tuned for all that's news, 5:30 to 6 on WSM.
Better call my wife before I go. Where's the nearest phone?
The nearest phone is right down the hall. It's where the musician's lounge is located, and we hope everything's all right at home. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. So long, everybody. Until 4:30 tomorrow.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.